I decided that the course must be a repeat for the benefit of those of us, maybe a third, who had never had it in school. Over 20% of my cadet class were not from Terra. A much higher percentage of colonials sign up to serve than do people born on Earth. Sometimes it makes you wonder. And of the 3/4 or so from Terra, some were from associated territories and other places where H and MP might not be taught. So I figured it for a cinch course, which would give me a little rest from tough courses, the ones with decimal points. Wrong again. Unlike my high school course, you had to pass it, not by examination, however. The course included examinations and prepared papers and quizzes and such, but no marks. What you had to have was the instructor's opinion that you were worthy of commission. If he gave you a down check, a board sat on you, questioning not merely whether you could be an officer, but whether you belonged in the army at any rank, no matter how fast you might be with weapons, deciding whether to give you extra instruction or just kick you out and let you be a civilian. History and moral philosophy works like a delayed action bomb. You wake up in the middle of the night and think, now what did he mean by that? That had been true even with my high school course. I simply hadn't known what Colonel Dubois was talking about. When I was a kid, I thought it was silly for the course to be in the science department. It was nothing like physics or chemistry. Why wasn't it over in the fuzzy studies where it belonged? The only reason I paid attention was because there were such lovely arguments. I had no idea that Mr. Dubois was trying to teach me why to fight until long after I had decided to fight anyhow. Well, why should I fight? Wasn't it preposterous to expose my tender skin to the violence of unfriendly strangers? Especially as the pay at any rank was barely spending money, the hours terrible, and the working conditions worse? When I could be sitting at home while such matters were handled by thick-skulled characters who enjoyed such games, particularly when the strangers against whom I fought never had done anything to me personally until I showed up and started kicking over their tea wagon. What sort of nonsense is this? Fight because I'm an MI? Brother, you're drooling like Dr. Pavlov's dogs. Cut it out and start thinking. Major Reed, our instructor, was a blind man with a disconcerting habit of looking straight at you and calling you by name. We were reviewing the events after the war between the Russo-Anglo-American Alliance and the Chinese hegemony, 1987 and following.